Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Kaya Limited Q4 FY22 results conference call hosted by Dolat Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sachin Bobade from Dolat Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Faizan. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I welcome you all to the Q4 FY22 earnings conference call of Kaya Limited. Hope you all and your family are staying safe and healthy. From the management side, we have with us Mr. Rajeev Suri, Global Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Rajeev Nair, Chief Executive Officer, Kaya Group, and Mr. Saurabh Shah, Chief Financial Officer. Now I hand the floor to the management for their opening remarks, and then we would have question and answer session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I welcome you all to the conference call on company's behalf. Let me begin the conference call with a very short update on fourth quarter performance of Kaya Limited, which is already in public domain and uploaded on our website, www.kaya.in. Kaya Limited posted consolidated revenue from operation of INR 83.5 crore for the quarter ended 31st March 2022, a decline of 6% over corresponding quarter ended 31st March 2021. Consolidated EBITDA is INR 3.8 crore in Q4 financial 2022 as compared to INR 19.1 crore in Q4 financial 2021. Consolidated losses after tax and before exceptional item for Q4 2022 is INR 41.3 crore as compared to loss of INR 2.1 crore in Q4 financial 2021. There has been a one-time impact taken for INR 29.9 crore, mainly on account of clinic impairment in clinic in India and Middle East, which is around INR 15.4 crore, and goodwill impairment in Middle East, which is INR 8.1 crore. Kaya India loss after tax and before exceptional item for the Q4 financial 2022 is INR 8.5 crore as compared to profit of INR 1 crore in Q4 financial 2021. Kaya Middle East loss after tax and before exceptional item for the Q4 2022 is INR 32.8 crore as compared to loss of 3.1 crore in Q4 2021. Collection in India at clinics declined by 2% in Q4 financial 2022 as compared to Q4 2021 on SSG basis due to COVID scenario. Collection at clinics in Middle East region declined by 1% at constant currency in Q4 financial 2022 as compared to Q4 2021 due to COVID scenario. The detailed information update is already with you. I now open the sessions for question, and my colleagues and I would be glad to answer them. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from the line of Somesh Kumar, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. This is Somesh Kumar, and I have three very quick questions. One is that any plan to start laser hair removal services at home? One question. Second is any new branches planned this year, domestic and international? And third, any new service lines being planned in FY 2023? Thank you.
Okay. This is Rajeev Nair here. Let me just answer your questions, all the three questions that you have. One is on the laser hair removal services at home. At this stage, we believe that, you know, our singular motto for the business is safety and efficacy on these services. We don't believe at this moment that we will be able to provide safety and high efficacy using services at home. because these are high-quality devices with trained professionals under the guidance of a dermatologist who is a doctor. At this moment, many companies are doing these services on a remote basis with some consultants online. In our case, there is a physical doctor in supervision. We believe it's a safety hazard at this stage to carry these machines to customers' residences, and that's why we prefer these services to be done in the clinic. The good news is that post-COVID, we have seen growth in this category quite highly, largely because of the safety aspect. And we believe in the short, medium term, at least these services will be better accepted in clinics, and we'll continue to do it in clinics. The second one you mentioned was on the new expansion or expansion of clinics. Yes, it's been a long time since Kaya has not undertaken expansion. So obviously, that's one of the priorities for growth of revenue. And as we speak, we have already identified one property in the city of Lucknow, where we are planning to go ahead and make our first new clinic after quite some time. If opportunistically we are able to get more properties in this financial year, we'll look for more expansion in this financial year. The third question was about new services. As you may have realized in the last few conference calls, we mentioned about body contouring as a service, which was started in the Middle East about 2.5 years ago. And now it's a very strong vertical with about 10% contribution to the revenues of the business. We plan to actually pilot body contouring, for which we have procured 4 machines from a company called Allergan. It's a service known as CoolSculpt. We have set up these machines in Delhi, and over the last 3 months, we are piloting the performance of this particular service. If we are successful in it, then we will expand this across the market. So body contouring would be the next big vertical that we would try and focus on. So those are the three questions you asked.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Sachin Bobade from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, just one question from my side. Just broad-based question and partly extension to what last participant asked. See, last 2 years we were struggling against because of pandemic. So store closures was a main problem. Malls were not open, clinics were not open. But now one more bigger problem we are facing is inflation. So directly it is not impacting our products, but then few categories would definitely have impact. So wallet size or share of wallet will shift from one category to different categories. So in this perspective, how whether we are planning to offer few services which are economical in nature or new consumers can adapt them. So what is your thought process on this?
Yeah, I think inflation is definitely a real challenge in the next 1 or 2 years at least. And we already see that there are certain segments where we have global sourcing, especially around areas like injectables where the cost of goods have gone up. We don't believe in the other segments that we are largely procuring from India. At this moment, we have seen that kind of an inflationary impact, but we do anticipate that such an impact can happen. So we have to counter this. We are also trying to ease up the issue for customers through simple systems like finance for customers. So as we speak, we are increasing the contribution of direct consumer finance in the business from around 5% mix to our business to about 10% mix to our business. So almost all the new age customers who are coming into the business and want to partake in our type of service and would like to buy our service and which are expensive, they can avail of finance facility. So we are providing 0% finance with companies like Bajaj Finance in the country. At the same time, what we have done is price elastic categories like laser hair removal, like acne scar, like facials. These are price sensitive categories. We have at this moment in time not raised our prices, and we don't believe a huge increase in cost of goods sold. That's why we retained the prices. So customer can enjoy a good pricing for some more time, and hopefully that will help us increase volumes in this category.
So thanks for that. Just same question for Middle East, because here we are facing inflation, but for Middle East, it's an oil economy and can benefit. So there, can we see a positive surprise in terms of significantly higher growth in revenues or some sort of or customer count increasing?
Rajiv, would you like to take that?
So Middle East, you know, for quarter four went through the similar situation. In fact, Middle East COVID impact in Dubai started in mid-December, so a little bit earlier than India, and continued till February. So quarter four was impacted by that. Having said that, performance in month of March was 99% of pre-COVID levels, so we were quite pleased with that performance, and we look forward to continuing to build on that in the coming quarter.
Sure. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Avesh Bakshi, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, you are audible. Yes.
I just wanted to brief on how is the online e-commerce segment shaping up for us.
Yeah. So we have seen a good quarter last quarter. We've seen a growth of about 38% in the e-commerce segment, you know, in the last quarter. We believe it's a strong growth engine for the product business. And to support that, what we have done is in the month of November, actually launched our first D2C site. I mean, it's a completely revamped D2C site. While we had a D2C site, it's based on a new platform, which is Magento. Most of our products, you know, are currently available on the website. We also built an AI-based tool on the website for skin analysis and recommendation to customers for products. So we do believe this will be a strong area for us in to drive our e-commerce business alongside partner retailers like Amazon, Nykaa, Myntra, Flipkart, etc. So we do believe, you know, e-commerce will be a strong area for growth. And last quarter has shown some good results for e-commerce.
And for the follow-up on this, what is the contribution coming from these e-commerce sites versus our own site?
So our current website, our website is a very small part of the total contribution. We would not be more than 5% of the total mix of e-commerce business with our own website, but that's also because we have done a revamped website as late as November, December, and we do believe over the quarters we are expecting a larger share of the Kaya D2C website. But at this stage it's early days and we are still working on the website and trying to improve the traffic into the website, and once that happens I'm sure the numbers will increase on our own website.
Fair enough. And my second question was, can you provide any guidance for any new Chennai openings we are expecting either in India or Middle East for the next say, 1 to 2 years?
You're talking new openings?
Yes, sir.
I did mention in the previous caller that we are opening up our first clinic in India after quite some time after COVID in Lucknow, the city of Lucknow. We are on the lookout for properties in tier 2 cities of India. As and when there are opportunistic possibilities available, we will open up more clinics in the country. At this moment, I can't give you a number for that, but definitely we are on the lookout for new properties.
Sure, sir. Thank you. That's it so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and 1. The next question is from the line of Rohit Balakrishnan from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So just want to understand, can you share how much revenue did we do from products? I see you said 22% of the collections. So that's roughly about 78 crores. Can you share in absolute number what was this number last year for FY21?
Yeah, I will just give it to you.
So an absolute number for YTD, you know, we did in overall group prospectus around 49.27 crore, while in last year it was 46.96 crore on a net revenue prospectus, on a collection prospectus, sorry.
So product you're saying is 49.27 and
yeah,
last, that was
46.96 crore.
Actually, I was seeing your presentation. I don't know if I've sounded this wrong, but it says 22% of net revenue. So this is not.
So that is a Q4. That is a Q4. I give you the YTD number.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Balakrishnan.
Your voice is cracking up a bit.
Please use the handset mode.
Okay, sorry. Is it any better now, sir?
Yeah, better.
Yeah, okay. So, even like on a base of 45, 46 crores, you only own about 7-8% or maximum 10% to reach about 49 crores on the products. I think, is this the growth that is possible in the products that we are doing? Or like, I just want to understand what could be the desirable growth in these categories that we are in. I assume that we are in a slightly higher priced segment, so just wanted to understand what do you aspire and what's your outlook on growth for products?
Couple of things. I think last year is not a very good comparison, because there have been multiple rounds of COVID, which has impacted the walk-in into the clinic, because clinic still, as you know, mentioned earlier, with about 70% of the business, 78% of the business coming from the clinic business, the footfall into clinic in at least two quarters was completely impacted, because of COVID. But we can see a sequential improvement in performance of clinic because of better walk-ins right up from December of last year, going all the way up to February and March of this year, while Jan was fairly disrupted. So we do expect a good growth of product this year vis-a-vis last year. For two reasons. One is, of course, the customer footfall traffic will improve. We have a better focus on product development this year, so we have a strong pipeline of products. So I think we mentioned that in the investor presentation as well, that we have some strong launches of products that we did in the clinics over the last two quarters. So there are some very strong dermatology-led products that are, that are coming up. E-commerce focus also will help us grow business in the non-Kaya clinic ecosystem. So that's the other area that we're looking at. And of course, as a group, we will be focusing a lot more on the product business in the Middle East as well. And there will be renewed focus on development of product lines which are, centered for that consumer. So I think Middle East business growth on products will also be fairly strong this financial year. So that's the overall plan in terms of
Okay. And sir, just one more question I see that you're doing a rights issue. Can you just spell out what is the thought process amount and what would be the usage of the same?
So, Rohit, since the whole system is in process currently in the pipeline, so currently for deployment plan, it would be difficult to currently articulate the whole scenarios. So maybe we'll update you soon on the deployment plan and everything.
Okay, sure. But how much are we looking to raise?
So we already intimated that we will not be exceeding rupees 200 crore. That's what the intimation of the stock exchange has gone.
Okay, we intend to do 200 crores. Is that the right understanding?
So we will not be exceeding 200 crore. That's what the understanding is.
Okay. Got it. Okay. And okay, fine. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Viresh Sangwal, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Just wanted to check on the rights issue, like what's the intention and what's the plan with the money collected from rights issue?
So, Mr. Viresh Saurabhya, I briefed in the previous question. So currently the deployment plan currently I can't disclose because we have just intimated today. There is a committee which will form and all the deployment plan will be discussed and would be communicated in due course.
Okay, and by what time should it be kind of clear? Maybe
in due course. So give us time, maybe at one and a half months, we'll get back to you. Based on all the process gets completed and stock action gets intimated and that procedure the committee may discuss and post that we may communicate to all of us, all of the shareholders, what would be the right issues and all the options. So give us time because it's a due diligence process and all this stuff, we have to go to the SEBI and get approval note and everything. So till the process gets completed, we would not be able to communicate on the deployment plan.
Okay, that's it for me.
Thanks, Viresh.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Anoop Nambiar from Equity Intelligence. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. So my question was primarily related to the impairments that you have made in India clinics and in Middle East clinics. So, what is the nature of these impairments that we have made, and do we expect any further impairments that is pending in the future quarters?
I am Saurabhya. The impairment in clinics are based because if you recollect last 2 years, because of the COVID, there is a dilution in performance, and because of accounting standard, the auditor has to evaluate the performance. And on that basis, they simulated the impairment scenarios. And there is because of performance of the COVID numbers not matching the requirement environment, there is an impairment in Middle East clinics and also in India clinics.
So, what I'm trying to understand is this, what kind of a nature is this impairment? Is it on the equipment that we own or is it something related to the brand? What are we impairing here?
So, there are two types. There is one leasehold improvements. What we deploy the leasehold improvements as clinic, that comes into picture and that forms a major part of the clinic impairment cost. And based on another one is the impairment of the goodwill. In Middle East, there are two clinics, one is in Bignal and one is in Fujairah, where we have taken a goodwill impairment.
Okay, so anything pending there now, like, should we expect more of impairment in the coming quarters? Or this is it, final?
So it will base on the performance. So currently it would be difficult to communicate or estimate that impairment scenario. As and when the performance improves, there may not be, but it depends upon the performance and how the auditor evaluates the scenario.
Okay. So second question was to Rajiv Nair. So this we are, after finally long time, we are opening a new clinic in Lucknow. So just to understand the thought process now, are we ready for a store like clinic expansion now? Have you got the unit economics of any each and every clinic right here? Like what is the opportunity that we are seeing here in expansion?
So Anup, why we were looking at the kind of matrix of clinics that we have in the business, we realized that a lot of our tier 2 towns and cities, even at median turnovers, are generating very good EBITDAs as a business. And there is an opportunity for us to kind of expand on this premise and actually expand our footprint in tier 2 cities in the country, because we have a fairly good presence in the top metros of the country. But the tier 2 cities is where there is a lot more aspiration, awareness and a changing a new age consumer. So Lucknow being one of the highly profitable cities, we have actually started our first foray into Lucknow. And we also believe that there will be some synergies between the existing clinic and the new clinic. We have almost around 20 odd cities where we have single clinics. The focus is to make sure the fact that we are able to increase the footprint in these cities and take the synergies with the existing clinics. So there are two parts. One is the doctor expertise that we already built in these cities. At the same time, if we buy machines for these cities, we can share between the two clinics. So we don't have to necessarily buy the same technology. We don't have to necessarily buy the same technology in two different clinics. We can actually share the technology between the clinics. So the whole idea is go to tier 2 cities, leverage on the profitability of these cities and grow the footprint in these cities. The numbers are being worked on at the moment. I won't be able to give you those numbers at this stage. But that's the broad idea of how we are planning to expand.
If I understand right, this is a second clinic in Lucknow.
Yes, this is the second clinic in Lucknow, yes.
Okay. So my next question was on your compared to the September quarter result, because a comparable revenue is there, 83.4 crores, and September also does the same. I see that there is a incremental 5 crores increase in the operating and manufacturing expenses. So what is this incremental expense, which where would have we incurred these expenses?
So Alok, basically if you look at cost comparison last September to this September, so you know last year September there was a COVID, we have done some rationalization in the cost. Okay, on the manufacturing side also, if you look at, you know, the product business was also a little bit low as compared to the current business. So product and debt in September as compared to this year has gone up. Even the service revenue from consumption point of view has gone up, and that's why the cost has gone up. So number of sessions has gone up in that case.
So, Saurabh, I was asking about this September 2021 and March 2022. Like, there is a 5 crore increase in other non-employee cost expenses.
So, last year, if you recollect, there was a COVID. So, we have done rationalization last year in other expenses also.
Okay. So, you are saying that rationalization impact is done. So, the costs are back to the normal.
Yes. So the cost has now come to the normal in this quarter. So this quarter there is no rationalization in any of the cost items.
Yes, that's it from my side. Thanks.
Even Anup, sorry, there was a rent. You know, we were having a rent savings and everything in that quarter, which in this quarter we don't have to that quantum. So that's why you are looking at the overall scenario of there is a saving coming.
Okay, understood. Thanks.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So thank you everyone for participating on the call.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Dolat Capital, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.